Athabasca. The do's and don'ts of elections are important to follow to make sure your vote counts and election day. Election day on October 18th is easier for everyone. Do. Vote. Even if a candidate in your area was acclaimed, there are still referendum questions to decide. Even though we have divisions where the nominees were acclaimed, we want residents to know that they have an opportunity to vote on the referendum questions at all voting stations in the county, said Athabasca County Returning Officer Leah Blair. Choose up to the maximum number of seats for town or village elections. The keywords are, up to. If there are 6 seats, for example, but you only support 3 of the candidates, it is acceptable to vote for fewer than 6, but you cannot vote for more than the maximum. Bring proper ID, which includes proof of address, driver's license, other photo ID, a bank statement, or utility bill will work. Do not write in someone else's name, circle your choice, put a star beside it, or cross out the other names. Everything needs to be marked with X, said Town of Athabasca Returning Officer Jeff Daly. You cannot ask election staff who they would vote for or their opinion on the referendum questions. However, if you need help reading the ballots, you can get it. You can have a person assist you by filling out the appropriate form, said Daly. Who and where? In the town of Athabasca and village of Boyle, there is one location in each municipality where voters will mark their ballots, while each of the 9 divisions in Athabasca County will have its own locations. Town of Athabasca residents will mark their X's for mayor and 6 councillors at the town office October 18 between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Advance polls took place on October 7. In the mayor's race, Rob Belay and Rob Woito have each put their names forward, while 9 others are vying for council seats: Michael Borody, Ida Edwards, Sarah Grayling, John LeMessurier, Roger Morrill, Dave Paholik, Loretta Prosser, Edith Yule, and Rena Zatorski. In Boyle, voters will choose 5 councillors, who will then decide who will be mayor among them. Advance polls take place October 14 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at the Boyle Municipal Center. On election day, polls open at 10 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Mike Antal, Sam Ossoff, Colin Durko, Pat Ferguson, Shelby Keitley, Colin Piquette, and Barb Smith are all hoping to fill the 5 council seats. Residents from the summer villages of Bondas and Miwatha Beach may also cast their votes in regard to the referendum questions and Senate election. Advance polls in Athabasca County will be open again October 16 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with locations at the county office in Athabasca or at the Grassland Community Hall. However, locations on October 18 will differ depending on which Division 1 lives, and will be open until 8 p.m. Division 1. Voters will decide between Dwayne Rawson, Joe Gerlach, and Buster Malcolm at Rochester Community Hall and Perryvale Community Hall Division 2. Voters will decide between Dennis Wilcott and Natasha Kapitaniak at Colinton Community Center and Athabasca and District Seniors Center Division 3. Ashton Anderson was acclaimed. Senate and referendum votes only at Boyle Community Center Division 4. Voters will decide between Brian Barry, Brian Hall, and Keith Plowman at Forfar Community Hall and Athabasca and District Seniors Center Division 5. Tracy Holland was acclaimed. Senate and referendum votes only at Athabasca and District Seniors Center Division 6. Voters will decide between Gary Cromwell and Jack Dowhalik at Wandering River Seniors Drop-In Center and Grassland Community Hall Division 7. Voters will decide between Treve Johnson, Kelly Chamzuk, and Donnie Kravonka at Grassland Community Hall Division 8. Voters will decide between Ryan Breckenridge, Kendra Gilbert, Chet Gilmore, and Rob Minns at Grossmont Community Hall and Athabasca and District Seniors Center Division 9. Camille Wallach was acclaimed. Senate and referendum votes only at Richmond Park Hall.